This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Runner Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. There are a flurry of activities this weekend. Dances, concerts, performances, and even a festival. Performing groups are getting their shows on before we are deep into the fasting month. This weekend at KLPAC, we'll see two visiting conductors from Japan in a concert titled Everything Japanese, and will feature Kazuyasu Kaminaga and Satoshi Yagisawa. But in the studio with me right now is Cheryl Ma, the music director and conductor of the KLPAC Symphonic Band since 2011. Cheryl was here 2 years ago, May, when KLPAC Symphonic Band collaborated with the Kinter Valley Wind Orchestra.
Welcome.
That's right. Yeah. That's and right. Last year you had a concert? You have a concert?
Twice a year.
Every 6 months.
Yes.
So we missed out.
Yes, you missed out too much.
Too many things are happening. The thing about our activities in this country is that because of Chinese New Year, then January, February, a bit quiet. You know, after Chinese New Year, March, April. And then this month, it'll get quiet again because of fasting.
Yeah,
so right. When things are happening, then, you know, sometimes we cram two interviews in a day and then nothing happens. Then we'll go find people to come talk to us. Cheryl, I'm going to ask you one question, which I have asked several people and have received somewhat different answers.
Right.
You are a saxophone player.
Well,
you co-founded Birdian Saxophone Quartet, so yes, you must be a saxophone player.
Yes, I am a saxophone player. You're correct.
What kind of instrument is the saxophone? Meaning, is it a woodwind or is it a brass?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask such a question too. Obviously, the instrument is not made of wood. So
it's not woodwind.
Well, it is still woodwind. And then why would we definitely put it as a woodwind instrument is because we use mouthpiece, we use reed.
It's a reed, yeah.
So that, it's already, you know,
that defines it as a
defines
woodwind.
It a woodwind instrument, you know, despite of using a brass to make a saxophone. I mean, flute nowadays is all, you know.
For the flute, there's no reed.
No reed. Mm. They have this, you know, little head joint to blow through to make a sound, yeah. Yeah, long time ago, flute is made of wood.
Yes.
We categorize as woodwind instrument.
Even though nowadays they're made of metal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you are saying the saxophone is woodwind.
It is.
You are conducting a symphonic band.
Yes.
As opposed to a symphonic orchestra where you don't normally have strings anyway, right? For your kind of music.
In the band.
In your band, yeah. If you were to put the saxophone in a symphonic orchestra like the MPO or the NSO, because you have pieces that you need to play which would require a saxophone, where would you sit it?
Well, typically you would see the saxophone player to sit behind or beside the flute section, actually. It
depends. You put it with the woodwinds?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
As an instrument, it's relatively new.
Yeah, so it's a very young instrument. The youngest, actually, I think, among all the instruments that you would see, was born 1840s-ish. Okay. So that's where adult sax kind of invented this instrument. So it's relatively very, very, very young instrument compared to strings or the keyboard or other woodwind instrument.
Normally, when an orchestra is organized, when you hire musicians, is there always a necessity to hire somebody who is a saxophonist also, or you just have somebody who can play the clarinet, play the saxophone?
Well, that really depends on the director, what you are looking, what quality you are looking for. But there are a lot of clarinet players who actually double saxophone. So you would probably get some decent clarinet player who knows how to play saxophone. But again, you know, this instrument is, it seems easy to blow. Right? It's easy to you know, make noise
make
too.
Make mistakes.
Yeah, noise, you know. You can really easily make sound.
Because it's quite loud.
Yes, extremely. It can be really, really loud. But you can sound it horribly too. Of course, a lot of people know this instrument because of jazz. Mm. So a lot of people will just, you know, a saxophone, so-called equivalent to jazz, you know. So, but really it's not. Because the starting of saxophone, this instrument is actually for a marching band. back in the 19th century in Europe. That's much later than they introduced it to the States, and that's how it's, you know, they started with
traditional classical music will not use the saxophone at all then, since it's not only introduced until the mid-19th century.
Yes, that is right. Not even up to like earlier 20th century. No. Yes, you do get a composer like Prokofiev, who actually put a tenor saxophone solo, big solos in a suite, but it's not as welcome by
do
most of the
contemporary
composers.
Arrangers place the saxophone into one of the much older traditional classical music, something from the 18th century or earlier.
Then you will have to be really careful with the arrangement, you know, the setting of the instruments that you are doing, because the saxophone is a very versatile instrument. It can be really loud. It may not fit with, you know, the strings, you know. So it's not a very easy instrument to fit into a, you know, orchestral setting.
The saxophone, which instrument or which group of instruments do you think it sounds most like?
In the orchestral instrument?
Yeah,
orchestral instrument. No, I can't find one. not really. The nature of the instrument itself, it's made of, you know, metal.
It's reedy. Brass, is it?
Yeah, and then you have this reedy sound. It doesn't sound like a brass, but it's not extremely like a woodwind, you know. So it's just, you
I've
know.
Heard it sounds like strings. Would you say?
Can, if you have that technique to actually, I wouldn't like to say imitate, but really kind of imitate the strings sound, you could sound so much like strings. Seriously. With soprano saxophone especially, if it sounded so, you know, really good control, very classical playing, you will really sound like a violin.
Now you have this quartet which I mentioned earlier, Birdian Saxophone Quartet.
That's right.
How often do you play?
We try to make it 2-3, you know, times of a year to perform. You know, the whole idea of having this quartet, of course, you know, we would like to promote wind playing in general. We just like to share with the audience, and, you know, we have such instrument and beautiful instrument. So we try to keep it as regular as possible. But you do get a lot of saxophonists in the country, but everyone has different style. And most of them, they start to play saxophone because they like it and because of jazz. So they will, first thing they would think, I want to play like a jazz player. I'm a classical orientated person, even though I love jazz, you know. And this quartet is classical orientated as well, even though we play some, you know, different kind of jazz music as well.
So does that mean the music that you play will be very much mid-19th century and later?
Later, that is right, yeah. And some transcription for saxophone, even we play Bach. Every time when we have rehearsal...
Bach didn't write for saxophone.
No. But every time when we have rehearsal, the first thing that we do is actually to play Bach. And it's difficult, you know, in terms of intonation, the stylistic approach and all this, you know, technique. Very, for saxophone, it's not easy, you know, if you want to be that kind of disciplined to play the saxophone, because it can be, it's a very humanized instrument. It's so much close to human voice.
That's what they say of the violin, right?
Yeah.
So it's fair enough to say now that the saxophone is close to the violin.
It depends how you play it. Really is.
I'm talking to Cheryl Ma. Although we haven't quite started talking about the concert this coming weekend called Everything Japanese, we've been talking about orchestras and in particular about the saxophone which she plays. Well, after the station identification, we'll talk about the concert. I promise we will talk about the concert. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng speaking with Cheryl Ma, who is the conductor of the KL Peck Symphonic Band. Two other people are coming to conduct.
Well, actually, three.
Three?
Yeah.
So what role will you have to play as the conductor?
Well, we don't go on stage together at the same time, so...
There'll be four conductors throughout the concert.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you then. What pieces are you conducting? Are you conducting a Japanese piece also?
Well, since the title is Everything Japanese, they are all contemporary, classical Japanese composition for band. They are all originally written for symphonic band.
Which means we only have the woodwinds and the brass and maybe a double bass.
And percussion. And yes, they do have a double bass part.
What are the pieces that you're conducting? I mean, the titles.
We're going to start with a fanfare. It's called The Flight to the Unknown World. That's written by Yagisawa, who is very nice that he will come over.
Very young person.
Yeah.
At least based on the photograph I've seen, he looks quite young.
He is. He is young. With so many works that he has written, he's a very prolific composer.
Prolific writer.
Yeah. We'll start with that fanfare. It's very, very bright opening.
So it is his piece, but you are conducting.
Yes. Also, I'll conduct that piece. And then I'll pass the baton and the stage to Mr. Yagisawa-san. Then he will conduct one of his pieces titled Urubamba. One of the pieces that he wrote under a series of under the World Heritage Sites that he was being inspired.
Wait, so he visited a place within Japan that is under this?
Not within the Japan, all over the world. That's why this Urubamba is in Peru. So he got this picture of the place that he got very amazed and inspired. So he wrote something to do with this place. So he's going to conduct this really, really nice piece. Very, very beautiful.
And then the other conductor, Kaminaga, will also be conducting his own pieces. He is also another composer, right?
Yes, he is a composer, and he's actually the director of Wind Arts Publisher. He will be conducting the Chongjin Wind Symphony, who we are collaborating. And we have a combined band as well, that we have musicians from both bands.
I'm a little bit confused. You say he's going to be conducting the Chongjin Wind Symphony.
Yes.
I thought...
He's going to conduct one piece.
Ho Chi-kyang will be conducting the other pieces.
Yes. So he's going to go in and out for the conductors and musicians. We're going to see different conductors on stage, and, you know.
But the band that's on stage is the KL Pax Symphonic Band.
Yes, and we have another band as well, coming in from Sabah. So they will take the first half of the program.
Who is this band from Sabah?
Chongjin Wind Symphony is a school from Sabah. It's a high school.
Oh, I thought. I saw this. Chongjin?
Yeah, in Chinese, we call it Chongjin.
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 I thought it was a school in KL.
Oh, no, it's from Sabah. Oh. So they were going to fly over. We have like almost 60 kids flying over from Sabah.
I didn't know KL Pax was so rich to fly these people over for a concert.
Part of their program at school, the band program at school, they do travel regularly to Singapore, to Thailand, to Taiwan, you know, to different places. So this time round, this idea came about 2 years ago when I and Mr. and I, we talked about this, you know, would like to bring Yagisawa-san over because he has never been to KL. So would love to bring them in and, of course, the kids as well so they can expose and, you know, get to know more people who do, you know, band.
How would you describe this music by Yagisawa?
Every time when I conduct his music, there's so much passion in it, so much passion and emotion. You know, even just 5 minutes of music, I got sweat and, you know, I got really, you know,
Exhausted,
you know. So there are a lot of energy involved.
Strong dynamics.
Yeah, and the melody itself, even though it's slow, but it's so, you really have to speak every note and they take a lot of my energy.
So very strong melody.
Yeah. So I think for audience as well, it's very strong melodies that he writes and the harmony that he has as well. It's very passionate.
What kind of pressure will you feel conducting his music with him sitting there listening?
Well, to be honest, there's no pressure at all. I never thought of this, but now that you were talking about that, no. as a conductor, I always think that it is, as I say, you know, I'm a servant of the music. I'm really no one else, you know. As long as you're true to the music that the composer
but
writes.
But what does that mean, being true to the music? I mean, it's just like an author writes a novel, I read it, I have my interpretation. Somebody else reads it. That person has, I mean, not that we are going to be so totally different, but chances are we will have slightly different interpretations and different approaches to it. Mm. So I would assume you would have your own.
Mm, yeah, of course. But, you know, from the knowledge that I have, the musical knowledge that I have, from there, I'll analyze, you know, how the composer would love the music that he wrote to be rendered. And there are a lot of details, like, you know, all this musical articulation, marking, you know, the tenuto, how the slur is going to do, if that slur goes to two notes or three notes or four notes or five, probably different things, you know. You have a tie across the bar and how the crescendo is going to go, you know, all these details. Everyone has different idea. And I do, you know, take it seriously and look it really into detail how I should do it, you know, with especially like crescendo. If I get to put the same sign of crescendo to a different composition, it probably have a different approach totally. So there are things that I would see a little more in detail. But pressure, if the composer is sitting, well, if it's Beethoven, I probably will get a little shaken here and there. You know, I just keep things simple. And that kind of pressure is just that if I could tell a good story from the music scores that I study.
Actors memorize lines and then they perform in the play. And some would say, no, I don't like that characterization. Mm-hmm. In some ways, I'm not saying it's exactly the same. You are also learning notes, just like actors learning, memorizing words and then trying to, the words of a particular character and then trying to become that character. And in many ways, you, even though you are not the one playing the instrument, you are taking the whole orchestra as if it were one instrument and creating that music. Mm. And so you have your interpretation, how you articulate these notes through your musicians.
Yes.
So you have a certain responsibility or certain task and role, just like the actor.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, as you say, you know, I don't make any sound. The musicians are the one who actually play. So, and really, there are a lot of things that I have to take into account as well, you know, whether the musician would actually understand what I say. Maybe whatever that I feel, they may not feel the same way. And they are mostly mature musician. They have their own thinking as well, how this line should be to be displayed or to play. I have to convince, you know, but that's along the way, you know, in the music making, that to convince what I have in mind, it's how it should sound on that particular moment when we do the music. Musician can just take it or they can just leave it, you know.
You have no real control in a way, right?
Well, it's an
ongoing... Just that next time you won't employ the same... the same clarinetist whatever. But, but at the moment, he says, I am going to play it a bit louder or a little faster. There's nothing.
That's the fun thing about as a conductor, because I'm not ordering you to do that. Is that...
Inviting.
That's a nice word. And if they agree with what you feel about, you know, the music, how you feel about the whole picture of the music, then it's a very natural thing that they will go along with you. That kind of pressure is different, because I think that it's a little more straightforward pressure than having a composer sit down there. Because if you think that, okay, that's how I think the composer would like the music to be played, but maybe the musician can't do it, you know. Mm. You still have to go through this. And even if the musician can handle that, can I, as a conductor, technically or musically, to convey whatever that I have in mind through my conducting. So that is another thing, you know.
I wonder what exactly is the metaphor. You invite them or you seduce them to play that kind of music. Now, because your featured conductors are coming from Japan and they won't arrive here till the 8th,
yes.
How will the musicians in the KL Pack Symphonic Band rehearse these new pieces? Are you rehearsing the pieces already with them?
Yes.
Very interesting. Then when they come in, they still might have to do some tweakings, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. So I'll have to always say that, you know, now at this part, we're going to do this, and we're going to slow down that much. But, you know, again, you know, it's going to be a different story when a different conductor comes in. So there's just got to play by ear, as long as they know the music as, you know, well enough. So it shouldn't be a big problem.
They've really got to watch the conductor for the impulse.
Yep.
Yeah. The bands are playing, but then there's also this chamber concerts.
That is right.
Help us understand what a chamber concert is. Is it because you'll have fewer musicians and chamber concerts? The word seems to suggest that we are in a smaller space.
Yeah. Generally, the definition of a chamber music is that the music that you get to play with much smaller group and in a much smaller venue. Back at Mozart's time, it's actually a really private party, you know, a really private thing. But now, when we talk about chamber music, similar idea that we actually have exclude a setting like an orchestra, not a choir. It's a setting that it's two players or more, but not more than 10 people, roughly that setting. And the music that we play is, of
quieter.
Course, not really.
Oh, not really?
No, not really. It's just that the amount of musicians involved is much smaller. So you are not expecting, you know, 50 people on the stage or something like that.
I can see strings playing chamber music,
yes,
where it can be quite soft. And once you reduce the numbers, the decibels also go down a bit.
Yes.
But with brass and woodwind, though, you know, you can reduce the number and in a small space, it can be still be incredibly
very
loud.
Yes, that's right. This chamber concert program that we have, we actually have two brass ensemble with percussion. So when you actually sit down there and listen, it just sounds like small little orchestra, but it's really quite still, quite full, you know. This chamber concert, we will actually do it in Pentas 1. So still in Pentas 1. So we actually have to, you know, reset the whole stage and just to make sure that, you know, the musician will not suffer to play as loud as they can, but the sound doesn't travel, you know.
Yeah. Are you going to be mic'd?
It will be very different. We prefer not to.
Everything Japanese takes place Friday through Sunday at KL Peck with offerings of concerts by the KL Peck Symphonic Band, a chamber concert, a masterclass in chamber music, also with the
Chongjing
Wind Symphony. Members of the public can attend the open rehearsal for 10 ringgit, but for more details on tickets and discounts packages, go to klpeck.org. Everything Japanese happens this weekend, and this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.